Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
What do you think is the number one piece of advice T-Bone or Sully has ever given you?
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
All right, I am here with Dr. Tim Anderson.
What's up?
Tell me where you're from and how long you've been practicing.
I am from Bismarck, North Dakota, which is a big flat rectangle way up north. How long have I been practicing? 2011 is when I graduated, and been just running ever since.
He's a pretty cool guy. Tell me, what brought you to the 3D Growth Summit other than that you're speaking today?
You know, the 3D Growth Summit, I think, ultimately was one of those groups and meetings that encompasses what everything that I love about dentistry, which is the family aspect. It's a like-minded group of people that are just, we're all at different stages of our careers, but we're here to support each other. And it's so fun to be surrounded by people that just inspire you and the energy. Like, that's something we miss in our islands within our practices, that we just don't have this excitement. It's really easy to get grinded in from the busyness of everything we do on a day-to-day basis, that we come here and we get to celebrate all the amazing things we do, get to meet some new friends and family, and it's like a giant party.
That's awesome. This is Dr. Matt Anise. Welcome to the podcast. If you'll introduce yourself and tell them where you're from and how long you've been practicing.
Like you said, I'm Dr. Matt Anise. I'm from outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and I've been practicing for about 11 years.
Perfect. What brought you to 3D Dentist to begin with?
What brought me was I was kind of on that hamster wheel that T-Bone explains, where I'm just busy and not productive. So I joined the mastermind, and it truly transformed my practice to where I am, you know, 5 years later.
That's awesome. Why did you decide to come to the 3D Summit today?
The big thing is bringing my team. I brought 24 people, I think, here, so big reason why it sold out. But, you know, I come back from one of these conferences and I try to explain the message and try to hammer in their head. It's not just for me, but for our patients and for our team and for our work-life balance. So for them to hear it, not just from me, but from, you know, seeing professionals and multiple doctors just re-hammering it over and over again, they come back motivated. And again, it's an investment in them to see that, you know, I care about them and they should reflect that onto our patients.
Travis Castleberry. I practice up in Maine near Bar Harbor, 11 years.
Perfect. Do you own your own practice?
Yes.
How many team members do you have?
Oh, I can't count that high. Maybe five.
Perfect. So Travis has a smaller practice. Tell me, why did you come to the 3D Growth Summit?
I came to be surrounded by people better than me.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. What drew you to 3D? You know, you took our implant course, so what made you think, like, hey, this is where I want to take my education?
You know, when Sully talks, when T-Bone talk, they can't help but divert from whatever they're talking about to going into business and talking about things that would just make your life better.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I want to learn to do that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
My name's Jesse Barton. I have been practicing for 7 years and opened my startup in 2021. I have been a dentist for 7 years and opened my startup in Westfield in 2021.
What brought you to the 3D Summit today?
So I have been a part of the Mastermind program since January of 2022. I started 6 weeks after opening my office, and I'm really excited to get my team engaged in all of the things that I've been bringing back each time I spend time with T-Bone and Sully and all the whole 3D team, and for them to kind of see things from my perspective.
I'm here with Dr. Ben Hite. Ben, tell me where you're from and how long you've been practicing.
I'm from Edwardsville, Illinois, and I've been practicing almost 15, 16 years.
Wow, that's awesome. You on your own practice?
I do.
Perfect. So what brought you to the 3D Growth Summit today?
I don't know. It's 3D Dentist, so I just always come to everything. It's awesome.
He just hangs out with us all the time. I'm here with Dr. Will Turner. He is from Raleigh, North Carolina. How long have you been practicing?
We're going on 3 years in July.
And you bought your own practice, correct?
I did. April 2022.
Perfect. What brought you to the 3D Growth Summit?
I just wanted to keep hearing the message I've been hearing for the past year. Just like really nail it into my head so I can take it back to my team. I wish they were here. Unfortunately, you guys were already sold out. But it just helps me get me re-energize and re-engage and just continue the process of getting where we want to be.
That's what the summit's all about, being energized. I'm here with Dr. Elijah Brown. Tell me where you're from and how long you've been practicing.
Mount Juliet, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, and since 2011.
Perfect. All right. So you've come to the 3D Mastermind or 3D Growth Summit. Wow. It's been a long day. And you brought lots of team members. What are you most excited for them to learn at the 3D Growth Summit?
Just to take some of the principles that we talk about in team meetings and things and just hear it from a different perspective. Hopefully get some implementation. Just continue to grow ortho. That's one in particular I want to really focus on for this coming year.
That's awesome. So you have done our boot camp. You've done several 3D courses at this point. What are you doing in the next year to improve you, your team, or your practice?
Well, actually, I'm planning on doing the implant continuum in October. Hopefully pick up some sinus grafting there. And then I'm planning on doing Mastermind January or July of next year.
Let's go. We love to hear it. All right. I'm here with Dr. Aaron Elliott, our sleep apnea instructor. Tell me, what brought you to the 3D Grit Summit?
Well, I have a message to send to dentists and dental team members that we have to be screening our patients for something more serious than just a cavity, and that's obstructive sleep apnea that affects more people than you think. It affects women and you have insomnia symptoms, and it affects men in fatigue as well as snoring.
All right, so if you don't follow Dr. Erin Elliott, she's kind of a big deal around here. So, we know you do sleep apnea, obviously, you do it well. What are you learning in the next year? You do implants, you do all these things. What are you doing to grow yourself, your practice, or your team in the next year?
I have an associate that's buying in. We're going to do an expansion so that we can maximize our rooms, but I really think that I've been kind of called out on focusing more on the treatment I want to do and getting the smaller production, the fillings and stuff out of my schedule somehow. So I've got to work on that.
You gotta let go a little bit. We are here with Dr. Matt Stanridge. He just gave his talk on ortho. Tell me, what brought you to the 3D Growth Summit other than, you know, chatting it up with everyone here?
Well, you know, what I love about the theme of this weekend is the whole growth potential, but really engaging the teams and firing up the teams. And it's like that old saying of, you know, iron sharpens iron, right? And being around like-minded people and getting energized and stuff, it's so easy when we're in the kind of humdrum of the day-to-day, just the daily grind of things. Got to get away, get around, you know, people cut from the same cloth, wanting the same things, and you just get re-energized. And so, yeah, I was asked to speak, but also I'm here to learn myself and just get that fire reignited again.
That's awesome. So what is the thing you're doing next year to grow yourself, your practice, or your team?
Perfect. So we just really ramping up sedation and making that a daily part of our practice, but then also sleep. Really going into the who, not how, and developing our sleep champion and just kind of getting back into that because the need is so great. So, and there's so much potential.
I'm here with Dr. William. How's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
Perfect. All right. So tell me where you're from and how long you've been practicing.
I'm Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I've been practicing for 10 years.
What brought you to the 3D Growth Summit?
I started the 3D Mastermind in January.
That's when I got pregnant.
And here we are.
Perfect. It's pretty easy.
Pretty simple.
You kind of liked it and you decided to come back?
Yeah, liked it and decided to come back. Was told to come back.
Was told. I mean, you just kind of get demands around here. We are here with Dr. Jock Jernigan, our full arch and overdenture course instructor. He practices in Rocky Mount. Yep, Rocky Mount. I wanted to say Rockingham. That's T-Bone's hometown. Rocky Mount. and how long have you been practicing?
A decade, I think, this weekend.
Wow, you're old. All right. So tell me, what brought you to the 3D Growth Summit?
Everything about it. I mean, 3D. One, I was excited to be a part of it and just getting to converse with a lot of these people who've taken previous 3D courses, others who haven't, and just seeing the spectrum of people. For those who hadn't taken a bunch of the courses, getting to see how excited they get by seeing some of the stuff that's brought to them at all the 3D courses, whether it's the Dental Implant Continuum, Mastermind, all of it. You know, same messaging, getting energetic. But the biggest thing is getting to see the teams get hyped up and hear these things firsthand. Most of these symposiums and large conferences, it's all docs. And everyone gets real excited and pumped. And the key issue is missing is when they go back, their teams don't feel the same way. So getting to see this room full with not only great docs and clinicians, but big, phenomenal teams of just getting hyped up, getting them hyped up to go back to the practice and take it to the next level. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
What is the thing you're going to do this year to grow yourself, your practice, or your team? The one thing you're going to do?
I'm just going to continue investing in myself and my team. We're currently doing a large marketing thing with Full Arch, which involves monthly training, sending my team down to Florida, which is why they're not here this weekend. They're down training for that. Continue to do that. Maybe some more clinical skills, but I mean, when you know it all, Caroline, I don't know what else you can do.
Okay.
My name is Allie Fromfelter. I practice in Evansville, Indiana, and I've been practicing for 2011, 12 years. Yeah.
Good job. All right. What brought you to the 3D Growth Summit today? You and all 25 of your team members.
Well, we're 3D groupies.
Yeah.
What do you call us?
Super fans.
We just keep coming back.
Yeah. So you're just here to keep learning.
Yeah.
My name is Christy Moore, and I practice in Sweetwater, Tennessee, and I've been there since 2012.
Perfect. Tell me, what brought you to the 3D Growth Summit today?
Well, I'm a part of the mastermind, and I know how much it fires me up, and I just wanted my team to experience some of that.
Are you coming back next year?
Absolutely.
Yay!
I'm Erin Wolfson. I've been practicing since, 10 plus years in Baltimore, Maryland.
Perfect. What brought you to the 3D Growth Summit today?
So I did the hands-on implant course about 6 months ago, and there was so much more to learn, I felt, from 3D dentists. So why not do more?
Why not do it? What are you doing in the next year to grow yourself, your team, or your practice?
I'm joining 3D Mastermind, going to get my sedation license and go from there.
Good. That's awesome. Congrats. Well, look forward to seeing you at Mastermind.
Eric Ballou, Boise, Idaho, 15 years, just outside of Boise, 2 years, and a little startup practice out there as well.
Awesome. How long have you known T-Bone and Sully?
I think since 15 years. So Sully not that long. He hasn't been practicing that long, but I got to meet Sully together when we did the original Masterminds group.
That's awesome. What is the biggest piece of advice you've ever received from T-Bone?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Isn't it? That's a good one.
Question. I do know that he has impacted and helped me in my personal life, clinical life, more than any person I know, more than any parent. I'm super grateful to him. Like, I get emotional when I start thinking about how I would be without his influence. Clarity. If I could do one word, he's helped me with clarity of, Eric, what do you want? And how do you want to achieve it? And let me help you with that. Because everyone has a different goal or different drives, and he's helped me understand my own self better.
That's awesome. What brought you to the 3D Growth Summit? Obviously, you're a super fan for 3D Dentist, but what specifically this course, this summit?
I like Nashville, and I knew my team would get excited about it. We hadn't done a big meeting in a long time, and even our state meeting, they were like, I don't want to go. But they said, I would love to go to Nashville, and I had been doing masterminds this last 6 months, and then they could see it. And then they could experience my enthusiasm, why I come back excited, and bringing the team has been the best decision ever. They've been so thrilled at what they've been hearing and learning and growing.
That's awesome. What is your best piece of advice for anyone who's not at the 3D Summit today?
At least sign up, at the very minimum, just sign up for a course. Yeah, whether it be a clinical skill. I think we kid ourselves. We think that we need to have some clinical skill, but really we need to learn how to diagnose better and really take better photos. But the Mastermind has been a big change for me, even though I thought I knew T-Bone. I thought I knew everything about this. But to do the Mastermind, just sign up and find the time to do it.
My name is Kevin Fryer. I practice in Mayfield Heights, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland. And I've been practicing for 34 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all.
By the time this is dropped, it'll be 34 years.
I mean, you're old enough to be my dad. It's fine.
I am. But second wife?
No.
Make sandwiches.
Oh, Lord help us. What do you think is the number one piece of advice T-Bone or Sully has ever given you?
That our biggest overhead is time, and that time is really kind of what we're selling, and that doing more dentistry and less visits and really maximizing that time in the chair is really beneficial to the practice and the patient.
That's awesome.
The biggest thing is to slow down and look at the big picture. You have the uncomfortable conversations. Don't be afraid to hear the word no. Like I said, you should hear it 95% of the times, but you're an advocate for the patient and you give them the option to say no. I think that's the biggest advice.
Honestly, one of the best pieces of advice I got was implementing a treatment coordinator very early in shortly after I opened my office. And so that and allowed us to be able to really present some of the larger cases, the sedation cases that we do that have really helped to skyrocket my practice. And I've had two different treatment coordinators now, and they both have just really given the patients a next level experience that other offices in our area don't do.
That's awesome.
I mean, I think I'm slowly learning it, but to go all in, really engage and move forward with the things that they're telling me to do, because everything they've told me to do has worked.
Perfect. If you had one piece of advice for someone who's not here at the summit, what would it be?
Stop sitting around and waiting for something to happen. Just take a chance. Seriously, you won't regret it. I'm in the mastermind right now. We're in the first 4 months. And I don't regret it. I'm already going to continue on with it. It's already making a difference.
That's awesome.
Getting rid of the busyness. It sounds really simple, but it's if you actually can take that in and do that, and slow yourself down to focus on the things that are a little bit bigger, the things that you enjoy doing, that's what really makes your days go better. So I would say it's that. It's just getting rid of the constant, getting off the hamster wheel and just doing the things you want to do.
That's awesome.
I think communication. You can know everything in the world, but if it's not communicated properly, the end goal, you won't reach it in the simplest forms, whether it be consults, whether it be selling cases, whether it be leading a team. That's always going to is the importance of, proper communication.
What is the biggest piece of advice you've ever gotten from T-Bone or Sully?
What I love about T-Bone specifically, and Sully, but what T-Bone really does to me is he challenges me. And, you know, it's something as simple as, you know, when we think we have an issue or we have a problem, he helps us look at it from a different perspective and help reflect a little bit. So one of the questions he always asks me is, what problem are you trying to solve? And it forces me to take a step back and really reevaluate what I'm doing, how I'm going to implement it, and how am I going to impact my team, my practice, my family, and my patients. And that's always been one of those things that really gets, you know, gets me. Sully's kind of been my hype man. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody that knows Sully, that's what it, they just have this energy and pull to him because he's so supportive. And we need more people like that, regardless of age, to just get us excited about what we're doing. And so Sully's more like, yeah, you can do it, the rah-rah, where T-Bone really kind of just challenges you a little bit. Take a step back, slow down, so that way you can just leap forward.
That's awesome.
Like this weekend?
No, in general, in life in general.
I think just to go for it, to go all in, believe in your dreams, like even crazy ones, yeah, and that it's possible.
I have to get clear about what I want, clear about myself, my vision, and my expectations for my team.
But gosh, I don't know. There's so many things. I can't pick one thing because there's just that much good information.
That's awesome.
That much to learn, that much to improve.
That's awesome. So.